There was a strand of hair dangling from her head. So I pulled it, and this is what she said. My name is Bertha Betty Meyer. I come from far away, and I think you might like to wind up dead today. Do not pull my hair, no way. Do not pull my hair. I will kill you, slay you, butcher you better, and I'll leave no trace behind. Bertha Betty Meyer, she was truly one of a kind. So I did what you expect, and I touched her hair so lightly. I touched it once, I touched it twice, and then she turned with all her might. She brought her knives, glorious gleaming knives. She brought her paws, her furious paws. She brought her teeth, sharp clenching teeth, and she brought her thumbs. She said, if you don't stop, I will put my thumbs right in your eyes. If you don't stop, I will slice off your toes. If you don't stop, I will bat your ears with my paws, and you'll be hurt and blind, I suppose. So I stopped, at least for the moment. I stopped doing what I was doing. I did not touch her hair until the following day, because I did not like her, and I like to bother her. I know it was wrong, but I did not stop. I could have stopped if I wanted. Yes, I know that, but now I'm stuck in seven vats. For she sliced me and diced me and scattered me all about. Some of me are collected in these jars and vats. I think that one is beer, and I think that one is mustard. I don't know what people will say when they uncork that one. But I'm gone now, most every